if a man lets his farm get all run down and he doesn't seem to care anything about keeping it up, you might say to someone who asks, "I really don't know, but he just blank to care." But he just
too lazy.
I'm looking for a form of do. Let's try
another sentence.
He doesn't
care.
Say that again.
He doesn't care.
Okay, that's what I wanted. If you're not completely positive about something, you say you...
I'm not sure.
Okay. Lee Harvey Oswald, for example, is suspected of having shot President Kennedy, but he never went to trial, so we can't say, you know, that he definitely was guilty because we never took him to trial. But you would say, what would you say about him being guilty of that and doing that crime? I mean, we're pretty sure he did it. So what would you say?
Innocent until proved guilty, or something like that.
Okay, but... what do you think people say about it? Are people...
not guilty.
Do you think people believe he did it?
Not guilty or...
what do you think people believe that he shot President Kennedy?
Hard to say just what word that
okay, well,
would explain it.
What I wanted you to say was people think you did it, but I couldn't think of a way to drag that out. Okay. You might say you live in a frame
house,
and if you had two of these, what would they be? You'd have two
frame houses.
Are there any other kinds of houses besides frame houses around here? What other
brick?
Okay, there's brick. Do you know of any other kind?
Stone.
Okay. Mm. If you lived on a farm and there was a large building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle sleep, what would you call that building?
It would be a barn.
And if you have a smaller building where you just store the corn, what do you call that?
A crib.
Okay. And if you have a building or a part of the building where you store just grain, what would you call it? Or do you call it?
Well, that could be a... that could be a room on the barn where you...
Would it have a special name?
Well, it wouldn't be called a crib.